And now I calculate the density of states in two dimensions. And I want to know how many states there are between k and k plus delta k. And all of them with the same value of k are on a ring in k-space. So now we have this two-dimensional k-space. And all of them with a value between k and k plus delta k would be on a ring of a certain width here. And the width is dk that I've written here. So the area is 2 pi k, that's the length once around, times dk. I multiply by 2 for spin, and I divide by the area that corresponds to one point in k-space. And that tells me how many points there are in that region between k and k plus delta k. Okay, so then I can calculate the density of states in k. This is the same calculation I did for photons, and you get the same answer. It's a little bit of a coincidence because for photons there were the two polarizations, and for electrons there are two spins. But you get exactly the same answer for the density of states. And when you combine that with this expression that was the same as we used for one dimensions, you now get this part is the density of states here converted into energy. So if the density of states is k over pi, and k is the square root of energy, then the density of states in terms of energy looks like this. And this is the dKdE like that. And what happens is that there's a square root of energy here and another one there, and they cancel out. So the density of states for free electrons in two dimensions doesn't depend on the energy at all. It's just a constant.